Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles tonight taking on the Yankees, game 2 of 4. Birds get whitewashed last night, national TV. 7-0, Bob Adie, Steve Molesky joining us now to look at the final 9 games of the regular season. Trevor Rogers on the hill tonight from massinsports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Rock Baco. Rock, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. And caller, Bert, talk about Cody Ashe and, you know, maybe the job that he's not doing with the offense. But we look at the young players regressing in some cases offensively. I know injuries have had a lot to do with it. Speaking of that, they got rid of Brian Ebel, right, and brought in a new head trainer, and they're dropping like flies here in 2025. So because the law firm of Fuller and Borsholte was dismissed after last season. So the people that were brought in, the results have been a little worse than they were before. What do we make of this? Just happenstance or, you know, poor preparation here?
I think that proves the point that you can't blame a specific coach or athletic trainer or whatever on an issue because you change names and things don't get any better. It falls on the player. And I think Borsholte, actually, from what I heard, was offering a new contract, but he took the opportunity with the Twins. But nonetheless, I just don't think you can specifically blame a coach. Now, there are hitting philosophies that are passed along in this organization, and maybe that's something you revisit. But I feel like, it falls on the players. And I give Tony Mancelino credit that he's not just leaning on the injury excuse, and he certainly could do that. They've been devastating again this year, but he says, look, our young core has got to be better, and he cited the Blue Jays. You know, last season, guys weren't good. This season, those guys are good, and look where the Jays are. They're in first place. So, you know, it falls upon the Colton Cowsers and Jackson Holliday at age 21. I mean, he's still maturing here, and Adley Rutschman and others to perform better and also, of course, to stay healthy. And that's, you know, Jordan Westberg, for example. It falls on those guys. And I don't know specifically where if you brought in a new coach, that was suddenly going to magically change. It's stuff these guys are going to have to work on off-season, figure it out. You know, Gunnar Henderson has been better, maybe MVO, but we know he's not having the Gunnar season. He's not hitting home runs at the rate he was before. And Mancelino said he thinks there's something with the swing he's going to have to unlock in the offseason. It falls on the players. They've got to be better.
Interesting you mentioned MBO because in the press room yesterday before we interviewed Tony Mancelino, there's a lot of media talk about that. And talking amongst our own little group there, Rock, it's clear that it's not a slam dunk for any one player. I think some people may have thought, myself included, Trevor Rogers was a really heavy favorite, but Gunner's going to get a lot of votes. It looks like Is that how you see it? When we hear the voting in a few days, it's not going to be a runaway.
It's not, and I mean, it's good. I think it's going to be close. Cause I know, and you know, too, our informal polls, just from talking, that some people have already picked Gunner first, and some people have already picked Trevor Rogers first. It's got to come down to those two. If somebody else is first, other than them, it's going to be somebody who's not around the team very much and just wasn't given this much thought. I'm going to look at it. And we've seen some weird ballots in the past. We've seen some really strange ones. I think Cesar Valdez got one year when he was kind of closing. I mean, you just never know. But I think what we're obsessing more over is who's going to be third. And in the grand scheme, that really doesn't matter. They just announced the winner, but it's like also receive votes. And that is like, you can't get anybody to agree on that one. You can make an argument for Jackson Holliday. We talked about how, oh, he's been so inconsistent and this and that. Meanwhile, Gunner leads in pretty much every category. And the ones Jackson leads in home runs. Otherwise, it's all Gunner. But Jackson's right behind him. He's second in like all of those categories. And he stayed off the injured list. You should throw a parade for anybody that's played this many games. And you're looking at the possibility of a Dean Kramer, Tomoyuki Sugano, you know, Jacob Calvin Meyer, the son, actually revealed his ballot today. And he said he took Dylan Beavers just because he's been like their best hitter, even though it's a limited sample size. And you're going to get some other votes as well. But I think it really does. It's Gunner. If you look for more of a everyday player, the fact that, hey, he leads in just about every category. And it's not MVP of the league, it's MVO. It's the best guy on your team. Or it's going to be Trevor Rogers, who's been historically good. And real quick here, let me pass along, you know, stats always passes along these tidbits. His ERA, 1.43, is the lowest by any major league pitcher through his first 16 games of a season since Nolan Ryan at 81. It's the fourth lowest in a minimum 15 starts since 1920. Satchel Paige, Jacob DeGrom, and Bob Gibson are the only ones ahead of him. Dwight Gooden's behind him in 1985. So it's a big enough sample size that Trevor Rogers might get some down-ballot votes for the Cy Young Award. So, of course, he's got to be considered for MVO.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's unprecedented stuff, not just for the Orioles, but Major League Baseball. And he's so overperformed what anyone thought. I mean, there were some fans didn't want to see the sight of the guy on the mound with a 7 ERA. That was in four starts. And you got to give the Orioles credit for that one, Rock. Not only the trade that's looking better, even with Stowers performing as well as he did, but the Orioles had a plan to, quote, fix Trevor Rogers, and it worked.
Yeah, and I mean, he was not, I'm sure, happy to get sent down after four starts. And imagine what he had to deal with, knowing how fans felt about this trade. I mean, the guy isn't living in a bubble. He was hearing it and reading it and everything else. And then he's hurt when he reported to spring training. And yet he fought through all that. And now he'll miss. Best thing that happened to him was getting sent down and with a plan and working with the pitching instructors down there. His velocity ticked back up, just sharper pitches. Then he had to build confidence. And it was a big mental game, too, where he was like, I can't worry about one bad pitch or one bad inning or whatever. What is this going to do to me if I get in a jam? He was basically psyching himself out at that point. Now he calmly gets himself out of it. The few jams he actually gets in, whole different pitcher. So as long as we're talking about, you know, coaches and instructors and this and that, the Orioles obviously did something right with Trevor Rogers. And at first it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of a fluke. How long is this going to last? But we're into like 17 starts or whatever. I think this is the real deal. And their season did turn around. The infamous Trevor Rogers game, May 24th in Boston. They've been a much better team since then, which just goes to prove again, fellas, games count as much and matter as much in April as they do in September. When you dig that big early hole, you ain't getting out of it. It's plain and simple.
And to Trevor Rogers' credit, I give him credit for this. I interviewed him about a week ago. Should you be a contender for the Cy Young Award? And he said, absolutely not. Haven't pitched enough innings. It's not fair to the guys who pitch more innings. And clearly, even if he had the innings Skubal had, well, if he had the innings Skubal had, he might be contending for this. I don't know. But even he says with his great numbers, he should not win the Cy Young Award. But, Rock, let's talk about Jackson Holliday for a minute. Now, when I look at these young hitters, and we all know the young core collectively must do better next year, I'm giving a little bit of a grading on the curve to Jackson Holliday at 21. He's league average now with this hot streak. He's leading the team in homers. He's got 17 steals, 68 runs, 21 doubles. Sure, could it be better? Yes. defense getting better. Yes, still struggles to the backhand side some. How do you grade this 21-year-old kid's season?
Basically what you said. Like, it's going to be – there's going to be some inconsistencies. I mean, there are those exceptions of guys who, you know, come out of the gate at whatever age and are superstars. But that's not real common. I mean, it's his first full major league season. And, you know, the numbers you mentioned, if he was batting seventh or eighth, we'd be like, wow, that's a good season. When you're leading off, it's like, that's not good enough. So suddenly it's kind of the debate of why is he batting first? And I think Mancelino kind of said something where he pictures him the next five seasons being a leadoff guy. I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't the leadoff guy next year. And if it's somebody else right out the lineup, doesn't mean you can't do it. But again, those numbers atop the order don't look as impressive. You know, and it's just inconsistency. There are times where it's like, man, this guy's on a nice little run here. He was getting on base a lot. We were talking about it and writing about it not that long ago. Then he goes through that stretch where he struggles again. He does have the stolen bases. He's getting thrown out a lot too, though. So they're going to have to work on that maybe a little bit. But I just think it's way too soon to judge him. And again, I know it's fans and it's great. You'd rather have passion than apathy. We talked about this yesterday, but there are people calling him a bust last year when he was 20 or whatever. So it's like, come on, tap the brakes a little bit. This guy was a 1-1 for a reason. He's a really special talent, but he's still developing. And maybe down the road, he's better off batting lower in the order, take some of that pressure off. And yes, if you look at the numbers, I know they don't have O'Hearn and Laureano and some others, but across the board, besides leading in home runs, he is runner up in like all these other categories. And that's, I think that says a lot maybe about the other players around him too, but I think you got to give the kid credit. It has not been a disaster of a season. It just tends to come across that way with the expectations raised so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rockabacco, MassetSports.com. Rock, always appreciate your time here on The Fan. Enjoy the Yankee series over the weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
There's Rockabacco. Now, if somebody voted for Tyler O'Neill, would you take that ballot seriously?
No.
No. I'm just throwing it out there. We'll come back.
Bob, who's did you have Tyler O'Neill third on your ballot?
No, I did not.
MVO stands for Most Valuable O'Neill. He has to win.
Well, he might be in the top three there.
We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. We got the American League East report coming up at 1 o'clock and beyond. We'll talk about the scores last night, look at the standings, and that big series coming up out west between the Mariners and the Astros.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.